Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Steve Bruce has revealed Newcastle will be getting on with their current recruitment plans next week. That's despite continued uncertainty on the takeover front. Bruce has called on the Premier League three or four times for clarity, but top flight chiefs have remained tight-lipped. Behind the scenes, the Magpies have held transfer target meetings and are looking to map out their pre-season plans with a September restart for the next campaign on the cards. It means there won't be much time to waste for Newcastle, and Bruce knows they can't afford to sit and wait to see what happens in terms of the club being sold or not. As Bruce enters his 13-month in charge of United, he is hoping to strengthen the squad and stated on Monday evening after the 0-0 draw with Brighton and Hove Albion that he'd be looking for four or five new signings, including the possibility of a new striker. Bruce said, "We have to think business as usual." And finally, Newcastle are said to be weighing up a move for the underperforming Real Madrid striker, Luka Jovic. Jovic made one of last summer's highest profile moves, joining Madrid from Eintracht Frankfurt for a fee that could reach £62 million with add-ons. However, it all went terribly wrong for the 22-year-old, who failed to reach the heights of the previous season when he scored 27 goals. He managed just two strikes in 26 appearances across all competitions for the La Liga Giants. Of those, only eight were starts, with just four in the league. It's been widely reported for months that Madrid are willing to offload the young Serb, either permanently or on loan, with some clubs like Hertha Berlin, Napoli, AC Milan and Arsenal interested. However, it is claimed that Newcastle are also pondering a loan move for Jovic this summer. The move is being considered as the club forge ahead, as if the takeover will not be approved. That's all for now. We'll have more later.